Athabasca. When a non-Canadian hears the word Canada, one of the words they invariably use to describe the country is hockey. The two words are almost interchangeable. So, when Brenna Liddell approached Edwin Parr Composite, EPC, Principal Desmond Nolan and the Aspen View Public Schools, AVPS, Board of Trustees to start a hockey academy, they supported the idea wholeheartedly. And then the pandemic hit. I approached Mr. Nolan and said, "Hey, I'd really like to do this," she said in a February 9 interview. "I did my student teaching many years ago in a school that had a hockey academy, and, because Hockey Canada has a framework that's already established, that was sort of a good first spot for us, before we explore others." A letter of support was secured from Athabasca Minor Hockey, the AVPS board, and Nolan, as well as the rationale for wanting the academy provided, as well as a commitment to follow Hockey Canada's rules. Hockey Canada's philosophy is that it's open to every student, regardless of their involvement in minor hockey or not, and so, we had to prove that yes, we would align with that, Liddell said. We had to give a proposed budget, which was really difficult, actually, because we were in COVID, because we were supposed to start last year. The next stop was the Athabasca Regional Multiplex and working out the coordination of storing the players' equipment and navigating ever-changing COVID-19 protocols and mandates. "The multiplex has been fantastic," she said. "They've been such a good partner with us, and very accommodating and willing to work with us on any little hiccups that have come along, and our parents have been fantastic working with us too. For this first year, only grade 8 and 9 students were allowed to take part. It's a learning process," and Liddell said they didn't want to start too big, preferring to work on adding another grade next year, if possible. Hockey Canada has it set up that it can really be any age that you can do it, as long as you're affiliated with them, said Liddell. "We started with grade 8 and 9 and we're hoping to grow that program over the next couple of years, including grade 7 and then into our high school at some point too. It's also not free. Each student had to pay $700 to take part, but that includes ice time, field trips for dry land training, an Oil Kings game, possible guest coaches, supplies, a jersey in EPC colors, a hoodie, and a t-shirt and shorts. That was based on our estimates at the time we did our budget, not knowing for sure what that would look like," she said. "Then at the end of the year, if there's money left over, we'll of course return that to families. There are 26 students lacing up their skates this year. We were able to accommodate everybody. So, we have 26 students enrolled in the academy, which is quite a lot, so the response from students and families has been good," she said. "And to be clear, it is a skills academy, not a coaching session," she said. "Hockey Canada doesn't want to interfere with the integrity of what's happening on team, so, it's more that skills-based piece," said Liddell. "Those skills are being noticed by the players too. Both Devin Walega and Jaden Gorski play for the U15 Athabasca Hawks and take part in the Hockey Academy. Walega, a defenseman, said it has helped his stick handling a lot and joined because it gives him more ice time. Well, it seemed fun," he said. "I love hockey, I love playing hockey. It's extra practice, lots of extra practice. It gets me in shape." Gorski plays center and has also noticed his skills and endurance improving. "If we're not doing on-ice stuff, we're doing off-ice, like working out and fast-feed biometrics, all that other stuff," he said. "You lay out the ladder and you quick-feed different patterns to move your feet. So, it'll be like one in, one out, and you've just got to go as quick as you can." Both players agree the edge work has been the biggest improvement for each of them, as well as balance. "We'll warm up with a 2-minute jog or a run or something, and then we'll do sprints and jumping stuff to get our muscles working and stretch out and do biometrics," Walega said. "We do whatever Mr. West has planned for us. And as for a possible guest coach, any current or former Edmonton Oilers players will do," they said. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca.